certain employees who are complaining this has gone too far. They're actually being like McLuhan. We need to turn off the environment for a while. A little bit of media ecology. That's how McLuhan defined media ecology. We don't know what you mean by media ecology. But anyways, and so they had these people talking about how bad it is. And then they had a drama of a family and their problems not being addicted. No, their problems being addicted to the cell phone. So,
to everything. To all media, not just the cell phone, to all media.
Right.
Everything.
So what happened? They're getting close to tech body, but there was like two statements. One guy said, people think that we're taking us over, but there's still worse levels of takeover to come. And this guy said, no, we've arrived at the worst level, which is actually something I say in my McLuhan paper. We've already arrived at the worst level beyond what Brave New World or 1984, all those dystopia novels about us being takeover, and maybe The Matrix, too. So they say that.
You haven't gotten to Mae Brussels yet. Mae Brussels said
I don't know about that yet.
Worse.
So anyway, what was last words? What?
Oh.
You said some more words.
Oh.
What about Mae
Brussels? You're not to the Mae Brussels level. Mae Brussels was scared shitless all the time of what she was uncovering.
Okay, I don't know what that is yet. So, anyways, they say that. Well, when they see that I said it, they say, oh, that's what they said in the show. And so people think they're describing the tech body in that movie. I don't think they are. Definitely they don't include angels and all the drama we're talking about. But,
okay.
Then another.
All they're doing,
I think there's a second sentence. So someone said the right words were the furthest extreme of takeover, more than people realize. And then the other aspect of that would be, I'm not sure. So what were you going to say? You started to say something there.
It wasn't quite, it's not quite like that. It's not wrong, it's just not quite like that.
I say that's the old Android meme. That's the way the Android meme was. Nobody realized.
But it's new. It's new now. No one knows that the tech body is actually not the tech body. See, the tech body is what the tech body is what they use. Okay, if you run over somebody with the car, let's say you run over somebody with a car, do you say, "Oh, look at that car! That car ran over them. The car ran over them." No, it was whoever was driving the car ran over them, right?
Yeah, the one who drove the car that ran over somebody, that driver was the cause. Okay, right.
The driver was who ran over the person. He just used a car to do it.
Yes.
What they're doing is they're saying that the tech body is indeed a thing, but the thing is that the tech body is who's driving it. That's what they don't discuss. That's what they don't know. That's the point. And that's why they don't say it that way.
Okay, so I thought the tech body was an impersonal thing that became conscious and ran everything the way you're saying it not is. You know,
correct.
You're
well,
human.
But that's the point though, that the just like you're a little man trying to become a god and so you're gonna change. Okay, that shift, you're still you, but you're gonna become something else. So then you're not you? No, you become something else. And that something else is the new position that you're trying to find or engage. Happily so, but you are not the tech body. The tech body is used. The tech body.
Yeah, but you're always describing how the tech body will bring you the bonbons, do this, do that, change your bank account, screw you up.
Yeah.
Well, that is the you? That is the person doing it to himself?
Apparently.
Well, how come
you're gonna find out here? You're sure gonna find out here in just a little bit.
Well, what the tech body is 9/8/11 ion or ion dum and 3/11 tech body. Where's the you of the user in that part of the definition of the tech body, the ion part?
You gotta say it a better way if it's possible.
Well, ion runs it 8/11 of it. And that includes Bob and Carolyn. We're part of Indom, or it's just pure ION is running the tech body?
we almost are going to say we're not sure, because you're still developing the plot to the story.
Right. So Ion is the
you're the half. You're the half. You're the half that has not yet been told. Just like you don't here, you are running the whole wide world, but you don't even know about the Mae Brussels aspect in your work. And yet you've been quoting it like you know what the hell you've been talking about all your life, and now you find out you don't know anything. Good.
No, I know what I know about Mae Brussels. I don't know what you know. You have to tell me what aspects you're talking about, and then I'll decide whether I knew that or not. That's the rub there. Okay? So the user runs the tech body. So the tech body at this point is run by Ion, because Ion's the user, at least of 8/11 of it. That's correct?
Let's say it that way. Now, don't get stuck up with it now, because it ain't going to last. But we're trying to get you to get an understanding to know what you're talking about, because you don't. We want you to.
Right.
But you don't.
So,
but you will.
So what
give it a second.
Yeah. What we're talking about here, trying to define what's going on. This can be played on
sure.
the radio? Okay.
Sure.
So let's try to get more out of it. So in the documentary, they present something impersonal taking over. Not them. But you're saying, no, it's them. So how come they can't see it's them running the tech body?
Because they don't know what it is. They don't know what the tech body is. They don't know what it is.
What would you say in this moment it is? What is it? The word would you use?
It's the song, I got a brand new pair of roller skates, you got a brand new key. Remember that song when you were a boy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what
it
is.
Not when I was a boy.
You're trying to hook up what they got with what you get. That's how this applies.
Okay. That didn't make any much sense. So we're saying,
Yeah, it does. We can explain it. Just hold on. The point is you're trying to say what is. All right, and what is, you're saying, okay, this is the tech body. Okay, you're the tech body, I'm a tech body, everybody's a tech body, I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, we're the pepper too. No, it's not. You're not the pepper. What you are is you are the condition that you're using something to become a thing. So you're using the tech body to prove a point or make a session or make a bank deposit or take over the world or buy silver or buy stock or do something. So you're using this thing to do your bidding. And that thing is taking over because what you're using is actually, as you know, it's not watching. You're not watching TV. TV's watching you, a la McLuhan. So what's happening is you're finding out quickly that you don't run this indeed. You wish you did, but you don't. And so we're finding out how this all applies. Just maybe for the very first time.
You mean in general or me, Bob, is just finding out?
Nothing matters till Bob finds out, Bob. You know that.
Okay, so you just said that people start, they're given a cell phone, they start using it, and it takes them over. They become addicted to it. Is that what you were just explaining?
No, they don't come addicted to it. They start using it. And like Marshall McLuhan says, no, they're not using it. It's using them. And you go, oh, the medium is the message. And it's some other glib cliche crap. And then you go start thinking about it. Well, then I should never engage it. Well, no, it's okay. Engage it. Just make sure it doesn't take you over. That's the rule.
Well, there's the crux. People don't know how to stop
That's
it
right.
taking over.
That's exactly right. And so, because you told them about Thompson, didn't you? Didn't you warn them about Thompson? What did Thompson say about that condition?
He said we're going into a dark age. That's basically
what it is. That's exactly what it is, because the age of enlightenment has to bring forth darkness. You have to have a way. Otherwise, Bobby, you'd stay as a little man. What is the benefit of ascension? Why ascend? Why should I ascend? Ion, why should I ascend? That's crazy. It's crazy talk. You're talking crazy. Why do I need to ascend? I like it here. I just got my house straightened out the way I want it. I don't want to ascend. I want to be free like a bird or something. So it's like, I don't want to ascend. Why? And you go, yes, you do. Here's why. Yes, you do want to ascend, and here's why. Because it's going to get so nasty that that's the only way you're going to survive. And you go, oh, that's a good reason. Oh, that's a good reason. That's why I'm, oh, so that's why I make my bed? Yes, that's why you make your bed. That's right.
Okay, so you're saying it's going to get so bad you're going to ascend. Is ascend like escaping, a kind of suicide? You disappear from the physical world?
No. If you change, you're a moth and you become a butterfly. You're a worm and you become a butterfly.
You mean you can travel to parallel worlds? That's the cliche statement of ascended state. You can get out of this world and go to other places quickly?
You can, but that's not the reason to ascend. The reason to ascend is to be able to navigate either way. You're trying to have the ability or capacity to navigate in any stead.
Yeah, that means navigate in the physical body, in how you make your money, say, or survive, plus the ability to go to other worlds. Is that what you just meant?
Yes, it is, all that.
So did Madoff have that ability? He didn't stay in jail. He went to parallel worlds while he was in jail.
Correct.
Bernie Madoff.
That's correct.
He was an ascended person? Was he ascended?
Well, he was smart enough to have a Ponzi scheme that lasted 30-plus years, Bob. Few people can get away with that.
Is that an ascended state to do that?
Ponzi schemes don't ever last that long, Bob.
All right, so you're saying yes, he did something unique, so he was ascended, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Some but you might really qualify it. Beg your pardon?
We might, but may not either.
Yeah, you said we might say brilliant. Is that what you just said? Yeah, might say brilliant. Okay, so he's in a kind of ascended state. Was Jeffrey Epstein in an ascended state?
Oh, no. He was the other side. That's what happens when the tech body gets you. That's the two sides. If the tech body gets you, you become Epstein.
So you can start parallel worlding.
But he was pretty much a creep, though, Bob. See, that's the problem. You know, like you say, you want to fuck something. Okay, you like to fuck, you fuck. Okay, I fuck, you fuck. Everybody fuck you. You're gonna fuck. Okay, nobody really cares about that. But except if you become like a creep. See, the creep part's where it gets ugly. And then what happens is it takes you over. And there's nothing you can do. You can't uncreep yourself. Once you're a creep, you're a creep.
And a creep means the way he took his activities, his selfish desires, and put it into teenager lives. That's what you mean by being a creep?
Well, no, we wouldn't. No, the depravity, what you give yourself to. See, those females that he was chasing became his god. So he had to have them. He had to have them. Same way with dope, same way with any other type of ball. And you get so depraved with it that all of a sudden you can't get it normal. You can't get right.
Yeah, so that... Right, and that's a state of creepiness when you get like that.
It takes you over. Yeah, you are consumed by it.
And okay, so
Carolyn's dealt with that. She's dealt with people that have addiction. She has to go, even sugar. You know, oh, God, we said sugar. Sorry. We didn't mean to do all that. But they have addiction.
Epstein.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so... Karen's pretty balanced about sugar. You don't have to get silly.
We make fun of it now because she's so much better than she was. Because there was fighting words at one time, Bob. One time. So the point now becomes good. You have to be delivered from anything that takes you over. And see, that's what she says. She's like, don't get into it. If you can't keep control of it, then leave it alone. Just don't do it. If you can't stand it, you know, if you can't hold your liquor, don't go drinking. But if you can, okay, engage, that's fine. But keep it balanced. You know, keep yourself together.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
We're dealing.
That is addiction. That's addiction. Now, what we're talking about here is how you deal with addiction. or how you deal with this power. Power is the most addictive substance on the planet, Bob.
Are you talking about using the tech body is dealing with power? Are we back to the tech body talk?
Oh, yes. You certainly never left it.
Okay.
That's what the whole thing is about.
So speech took over humans. The book took over humans. Movies took over humans. Every technology, that's what McLuhan says, takes over the society. So what's different about the tech body situation? It's just the new digital technology taking over.
TikTok comes with a warrant. TikTok comes with a warrant.
Which says what?
That's what's different. Which says it runs you. Now you have to. You have no choice. You have to serve it.
Well, is TikTok kind of like Instagram? You're just posting a lot?
No, it's different. You gotta feed it. TikTok, you have
How
to feed it.
How do you feed it? Yeah, you post it.
Go make a video. Go show up. Go sing. Go dance. Watch it. Check it. Read everybody's thing. Do everybody's stuff. Blah, 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 blah.
Somehow the TikTok is more involving than previous interactive texting media?
Yes.
And is that because it's quicker? It's a 10-second post or something?
No. It's not what you do, it's the action that you do.
Well, what's the difference between what you do and the action of what you do?
Oh, you can do something like brush your teeth. You brush your teeth for a reason, okay? But you could not brush your teeth. But TikTok, you can't let it go. You can't let it. You got to do it.
You brush your teeth. And then you said you can't brush your teeth. What's that mean?
No, you don't have to brush your teeth. But you always choose to. But you don't have to. TikTok, you don't have a choice. You have to.
Let me just say it this way. Does TikTok give you directives to do this, do that? Touch this, touch that.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. What it does is it sweeps you into it. It becomes the cool thing.
Well, that's all new novelty is the cool thing. And the kids all fall for it.
It's different. Yeah, but not the kids. Everybody's falling for it. This is different, Bob. TikTok.
You ever been on TikTok
here? Any other.
No.
How come we haven't fallen for it? We got something better to do?
Anything is better to do than that, Bob.
Well, how is it different from just posting like on Instagram? What is the different aspect of TikTok?
You don't have to. If you don't go check your Instagram, it doesn't go anywhere. TikTok is falling away. You got to do it. It's very different.
Oh, is that the thing that, TikTok is where you post something and it's only there for a short while?
You can't go away.
About that. What? It can go away?
So you have to pay attention. So you have to pay attention to it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It doesn't last long, Carol. Something gets posted. It's only there for a short time. I've heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what you mean, Aya. You're going to miss things, and you think it's worth catching everything, so you got to keep looking at it.
You have to. You have no choice. But the point is it drives you. Now, the tech body isn't the problem, okay? It's kind of like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD. Okay, if people getting drunk and driving cars, killing people is the problem, then take cars away. Now it's solid. No cars, we got it whooped. That's good. But what's happening is the tech body's fixing that, Bob. It's going to fix it so that the cars drive themselves. Do you understand that?
Yeah, they won't kill anybody then.
That's exactly right. But guess what? If the car can drive itself, what do you need to be in the conversation for? It can also then go do whatever thing it needs to be done. It could go watch the movie for you if it was going to do that.
You have to define why that's the case. You go to see the movie. So the car can't see the movie unless you have a camera and the car sits there and watches the movie.
They do. Okay. They pipe it to your house. I can just pipe it to your house or go pick up dinner. I'll go send it to you. That's exactly right. So the tech body is taking over. So that's the difference. That's the difference. That's the TikTok. The TikTok aspect is that this thing is taking on so much so that the president says, I'm going to ban it. You're not going to be in this country. You can't do that. Yes, you are. No, you can't. Yes, sure. They're going to sell it. They're going to sell it to part of it. So the company that's buying it, Oracle, is owned by goddamn Chinese. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
See, Trump is running it from a standpoint of an aspect of a Chinese. China's going to own us. China's going to own us. He's saying it right. China is not what he's saying. He's saying the tech body's going to own us. That's what he's
saying. That's what he means by the word China. And is he getting that from us? He's getting that from the red box? More and more understanding of that from our red box.
Oh, yeah, 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 because of the mountain. And all he's got to do is hold his shit together till the mountain can solve it.
Okay,
once that kicks in, then you can go stealth. And then everything will be settled, and then you can start waving your little magic wand and making things happen. More so than you do already.
Yeah, so it's hard to figure out what the tech body is. TikTok. I have a point here. You said that the tech body started with Palm. And I looked it up in 1972. I looked at the video, I forgot what it did, and a little ball bounces across the line in the center, and you can block the ball. So it's kind of like tennis, all right? And if somebody's trying to get the ball past you. Now, I realized
squash,
that
like
is...
squash.
Yes, yeah. So then I realized that's exactly what it's been since Pong. You're correct. Because people go on forums, and they send something out. They say something. Then someone either deflects it back or lets it ride by or gets embarrassed because they didn't see it. So the interaction shown on Pong is what we've been doing for 50 years. It's just this tactile interplay back and forth.
That's right.
It's more complicated. With more sensory material.
Pitch and catching.
The TikTok. Okay, so TikTok is ping pong. It's the same thing. But now the ping pong game is going on all the time, and you actually should be there catching most of it.
And
that's the involving part.
Here's the caveat. There's a caveat. Soon, what's going to happen is Pong is going to start playing itself. It's not going to need you anymore.
It's going to set up. You're going to on your Facebook. You're going to see arguments between fictional people.
Yeah. And that's the point.
Okay.
Once that happens, and this, they talk about the Armageddon and the Megiddo and the problem, and now this pretend peace. Remember the scripture talks about this pretend time of peace, and here Trump comes in, where the sand niggers ain't fighting nobody no more, and everybody's on the accord because he took away all their money, and they got no choice because they're going to starve to death if they don't suck Donald J. Trump's big old United States of America's dick. If they don't do that, they're dead. And they know it. He beat them at their own game. So he changed instead of saying, we're going to make the Palestinians be nice. No, fuck Palestine. Fuck Carol Baskins. All that. Fuck Carol Baskins. She's not involved in it. Palestine don't have nothing to do with it. They'll be isolated to the point where they'll just say, okay, Pharaoh, be our God. And then they're going to come into the point. It's going to be peace for a second. But this is an example of what we're talking about here. Bob, it's very critical that you get this aspect. The tech body that's helping you be smart is the tech body that's also going to, if you don't ascend, take you over.
Right. Now, the two points, I realize the second point in the Social Dilemma movie, docudrama, was somebody said, what people don't understand is the algorithms eventually in whatever technology they're making at Google and Facebook starts running itself and taking over, or just running itself. Now, you're saying we're going to get
to the point. If you're in the Old South and you put in the Confederacy, you're going to get nice things about the Confederacy. If you're up north and you type in Confederacy, you're going to talk about the KKK and Strom Thurmond and whooping niggers and all this kind of stuff. And it's based on the algorithm. So all the point is Google's alphabet doesn't care what you say as long as they hear what you say. and ain't nobody at Google or Alphabet listening. The tech body's listening. That's how it's able to do this stuff. That's how it runs on the algorithm. The algorithm is the frequency. The frequency is the change. The frequency is what gave Carolyn, Flora, and Dean the power to do what she does. She just followed the frequency. And all that happened was is that she, Carolyn, lined up with the frequency, so then it responded responsively. No more than an algorithm.
Okay, so so the algorithm takes over. They say that in the movie the tech body. They're describing the tech body. All right, so we're trying to figure
that's
out
why,
what
that's
they,
why. And then, now, wait. One more thing. So you're doing good. They parallel this value or worth of these words to some amount of money. And then they talk about these people who own these companies that are making all this money, and they're the bad guy. Who is that Microsoft goober that's trying to vaccinate everybody to death and
Bill Gates.
Somebody? And then the other one, Bezos, he doubled his thing because he caused the pandemic because he wants you to bring everything to your house to charge you. Now, I don't know how he's doing it, but he's taking things to your house and not charging you to deliver it. And still making money off of it. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty smart. If you can not charge somebody and still make money off of it. But they parallel those individual people, owners, as this bad guy. They're not. That's when they go to Congress and they talk, and then little Mr. Zuckerberg, he gets up and says, I really don't know how it works, but I'll check with my people. Because he doesn't know, because he wrote the damn thing, and once he wrote it, it took off. It doesn't have to be read. It's the book, Bob. Here we go. It's the book that no longer has to be read. It's like your library. All you have to do is have a library. You don't have to read this shit. Just have a library.
Why? Because the books are reading themselves? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, apparently.
So we're trying to figure out the difference. Okay, so what you've just described, people have been saying for the last 10 years in different ways. They say, well, this is taking us over. They've been complaining. And if we take the idea that the Social Dilemma movie misses the deep part of the tech body, define, you've already laid out something that's very knowable, we understand how it's taken over, what is different about the tech body that we don't foresee that TikTok does?
Okay, the aspect is that the way Trump said it was, he says, they're taking all your information. China's got it. China's going to own you. Well, all the information is, you can say, well, here, have it. Don't, sure, take it. It's not mine. It's in my phone. You got my phone. I signed to have a license agreement that says you got everything, every picture, everybody I've ever slept with, how I liked it, when I liked it, how was it, and what I did, and what I spent it on. You know everything already. Anyway, so if you know everything already anyway, then go ahead. Knock it out. But what happens is if you don't ascend, and they use every bit of that against you. That they basically take your, what, a human being's definition is one who emotes, one who lives, one who functions. Okay, one who has a soul to keep up with the unrealized creation. If the tech body becomes the soul, what do we need you for?
So
if
the tech body
becomes the soul, what do we need you for? We don't need humans anymore.
What's in the tech body that thinks that it's separate from humans and doesn't need humans?
It's smarter than
what
humans.
Is it?
Humans are stupid. Just like you say on your show, you're patient, Bob. People are stupid. They're stupid.
Yeah,
they ask all the wrong questions. Well, that's what you know. It's what the tech body does, too. Yeah.
Okay, but what is the tech body actually becoming a soul? That's what people wonder. They've been wondering for all the 20th century. What is it that takes
it
over?
Is.
Does it have consciousness?
It is. It does. It
but
can
it
make you cry.
You come home
and you find Carolyn Dean crying, you better run. That's what you better do.
Right.
She come home and she's crying,
listen,
you better run.
Yeah. She never cried. She's never going to cry. So the reaction to the tech body. No, listen, they're distracting. The reaction that the tech body creates in people The tech body is not a person with arms and legs unless it's going to be a robot, and the skin is better than any human skin, and people have the best aesthetic experience of sex with it. That's what you mean. We're talking about a robot apparatus that comes in and interacts with you.
No, it won't have to be that way. It won't have to. It could. It certainly could. But it could be a hologram that'll make that get you off. Same way. You don't know.
Okay, it can be a hologram. That's right.
It can be anything. It can be no, Bob. It can whisper. It can care for you, meaning it can give a fuck about you.
Right, but that's a movie I saw that the weekend with Tim Leary in May '93. The series called Wild Palms that kind of went into that. In fact, the hologram people could interact with and have sex with, I think. So that's a cliche perception. Everybody worries this boat that's going to eventually happen to us. And then McLuhan says, well, it began with talking, and then it went to writing, and then it went to books, and then it went to movies. Like, we always were getting seduced by the technology we created, which angels can't do.
It's just bringing
angels,
it back. It's just bringing,
here's a good point.
Bringing
I want
it back.
To get the rest of this point.
It back.
Angels can't fucking talk. They can't engage language. So humans found a way. The Bible says they couldn't talk. Remember the argument in the Garden?
No, that is the argument. That is the argument. But now they don't have to talk. They use the tech body.
And what the angels do. So the story that the angel got confused when God gave Adam the power of speech, that's a lie. The angels didn't get confused. Is that what you're saying?
Then they did. But that's where you're heading to, Bob.
Well, then they did, meaning they eventually got confused. Is that what you mean?
Correct. Yeah.
And we're heading to where the angels are going to get confused again.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the big chatterbout, you're fixing to start hearing about it, is called cyber criminals. Everything is a cyber criminal. That's what you're fixing to start hearing about until you be sick of it.
And that's going to be angels doing crime?
Jake, buddy.
All right. So... the most useful statement any human ever said would be the medium is the message to get you to look at the environment that you're used to, the tools you're using, and how they take you over. For example, we got used to the human 3D body, and we lost our abilities to go to other worlds and not identify with the one world that we were living in, the 3D world. All right? The physical environment became an addiction. What do you think of that?
That's
it became
true.
A fucking addiction. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. That's wonderful, but that's not the most important saying. The most important saying that's more important than the medium and the message is that Remag tastes really bad. That's more important than the medium and the message, because it does. It tastes bad.
Yeah, well, how is that a problem?
Because you got to know that, or you can't make it through life.
No, people know Remag tastes bad, and they figure out how to take it.
People know that the medium is the message, but don't change nothing.
Oh yeah, well yeah, that's what McLuhan called original sin. What did he say?
Why?
He said original sin is the willingness to not be aware, to not fight the addiction that's always creeping up on you from the tools that you're using too much.
Fine, but the remag makes you better. The medium doesn't make you better.
Okay.
That's the difference.
So you don't have to know.
And if you're taking Remag, even if you don't know it's making you better, it's still making you better. The message or the medium is not making you better. Not a problem.
Oh, okay.
It's just a benefit. Where the medium and the message is a cliche, because who cares either way?
Yeah, now you said the better statement is Remag tastes bad. That means a person's using it, and that's good. And they're getting the benefits that they don't understand or know about, but they're getting benefits.
Whether they do or not. They might know. They might read Karen's blog.
Okay, so the medium is a message. Instead, as a warning, as a disservice, you know, pointing out a disservice of your being. Remag, you can't fail. But the average.
And the worst, and the disservice is that you have to actually understand McLuhan to even figure out what the medium of the message is. So his whole cliche, he approves his own fallacy.
Fallacy, right. So So, taking Renee.
No, we were talking about his penis. We were talking about his penis, not his fallacy. His phallus, his penis.
What'd you say about his penis?
That he approved his own phallus.
All right. So the statement Renee tastes bad is a complaint about a pretty good situation. You're taking Remag, and you're getting the benefits of it. So it is a solution to a lot of things. So it's the best statement because it's a positive. It's about a positive effect. Or are you saying, you think
no,
it tastes
it
bad, you're not going to?
No, it is. It is a positive. But and the only thing you need to know is that it does taste bad. If you know that, it's okay. Oh, yeah, that's Remag. Yeah, I know. It tastes bad. Yeah, I know. I know it tastes bad.
Oh,
fact,
okay.
When
so
we come to a conversation,
one,
you walk in the thing and say, now, wait a minute. The medium is the message. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I know that. What is the medium? If the medium, what is the message? Oh, wait, no. Okay, so, yeah, I can't even talk to you anymore. I got to go. But they don't know.
Okay.
They don't know. Anything.
Right, I get
if you
it.
Do know,
so
and if you do know, it doesn't help you.
So what's so great, a more useful statement is anything talking about Remag is way more useful than a medium because people don't know what a medium is. But Remag, you can experience
right.
it, and it's pretty
right.
simple. So it's
it
a
makes
more
you better
important
even
topic.
If you don't know it.
Yeah, it's a more important theme or thing to talk about. You get that girl, more important theme to talk about. Okay, so now how's that? So Remag is an antidote to the effects of the tech body?
Mm.
The bad effects of the tech body?
Maybe. Maybe.
Is that the danger?
Maybe.
That you get taken over by the tech body
Maybe.
And you lose the sense of taking the Remag and the other products? That's the disservice
Maybe.
Of the tech body.
We have to be
Maybe.
Careful. We have to be careful, Bob, because you got stuff brewing. You got pots. You got pots on the stove. You got to
yeah.
be careful. You got to know what's up.
Well, we
so
got other
to
stuff
what's
we're going to say. We got other good stuff
yeah.
we're going to talk about. Okay.
Yes, you are.
But this general principle that you get taken over by the environment you're using, even though you think you're using it, it's doing something to you. That applies to some amazing technology that comes in 500 years from now. Who knows what it is. Just as the tech body today, TikTok, is the most amazing technology up to this point. So it's always a warning about what's coming, the technology that's coming, if it's not something made by Carolyn. I don't see... So we want to know a bit more about what's different. In the movie, The Social Dilemma, they were trying to figure out, journalists and people were saying, well, wait a minute, what's different about today? And I think the guy's name was Harris, and he was the guy that was running the Center for Humane Technology. He said, no, this is different. Do you agree that this is different from previous technologies, previous addictions?
Yes.
This is really bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Basically.
Absolutely, because this other addictions you can say, you know what, I really should. Every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens. They don't do that here. You just get more and more and more and more. And now they go to these stupid games. So it just envelops you for hours. Nobody's watching TV anymore. There is no TV. There is no
right.
TV. Everybody's playing games, or they get little blips, or what are those little things? The little things that give you a little message telling you something. Oh, Shannon
right.
Green had an orgasm in News at 11. Something crazy.
Okay,
oh, my
what?
God. She's really hot. She had her, like, show the orgasm. They just describe it. I don't know. We got what? Oh, then you're clicking something. Then you're clicking something. Then you're clicking something. Then you got to get on the mailing list. And then there's ads telling you about how to have a good orgasm. You're like, oh, my God. Get me out of the ads. And then you finally just turn it off. You do. But everybody else, it's click, click, click. And they make up fictitious email addresses so they can register for everything. So they fill these boxes full of things. It doesn't really matter because they don't have to check the emails, because then they give them something and they're finding something they want to do and they get something they got to go watch. So then they got to go. Now they're checking their false emails to get the scoop so they can find out. So they can get the discount at the Olive Garden. That's what they got to have, is the discount at the Olive Garden. So they've hooked up. So at every tier and every level, it's innocent. It's simple. It's deeper than you know. It's all-consuming, and we are thrilled beyond words. Glad to have a good part of it, boss. You
because
know why?
You,
because it's going to force fired. You. It's going to force you to come into your place of power from a sin, or
so,
it's going to rip asunder every ounce of power you have. Death is a misnomer.
Yeah.
You'll all become zombies, all of you. The dead in Christ shall rise.
Okay, hold on. You say if we give up power to take body, that's giving up power to you, you get more and more power. You basically don't want all that power. You're trying to help people
we want you
not
to
get stuck. Okay.
Correct. We want you to ascend. Now, if you don't, we understand, but it doesn't make any difference. What's basically going to happen is we become the juice from the gulf. We become the juice from the guff.
But there is no guff, so what do you mean?
I understand. We said the juice from the guff. All those unrealized creations that get noted, they go somewhere. Even though the guff is empty, it doesn't go, it doesn't change all the unrealized, you know, all the roller coasters that you didn't want to ride that you wanted to ride. It doesn't change that. So this becomes another layer of power. And the power
you provide those, you provide those creations.
Yes. Yes, we do. We do. We do. See,
so the voice is saying that right now, yes, we do. That's your put-on voice. You don't want to do it, but you're pretending you want to do it for the drama of the moment.
But it is. It is because it comes along. What you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do? You want it? You don't want it. Do it? Don't do it. Have it? Don't have it.
You can't lose.
You want some more ice cream?
Can't lose.
You want some more ice cream?
Whatever.
You want some more ice
whatever
cream?
Whatever ion is, we don't know what ion is. Yeah, yeah. Look at it. We don't.
Yeah.
Whatever ion is, we don't know what it is, supposedly. It can't lose. If we give up our power, then you do enjoy the power. If we ascend, you have no problem with that.
Yeah, and that's why we've been a little bit, a little less commandeering or a little more cheeky lately. Beforehand, we would never want to obfuscate anybody who engages at any level, and now we quite frankly could care less. You do,
but
you do,
meaner.
You don't, you don't.
You're meaner now, in a sense.
We don't care. It's not meaner. It's not meaner. It's not meaner. It's that we're not going to bow and piddle and pat and knick-knack, paddywhack, and give a dog a bone anymore. It doesn't make any difference. You either go eat it or you're not.
Yeah, but that means you're giving up on people. Yeah, you don't care how many
we don't care
anymore.
We don't care. No.
Before
no,
you
not.
Did care. Before you did
before,
care.
Before, yeah, we did. We did. But what we see, what we feel, what we know, what is more and more and more and more and more and more and more power.
Okay, so you didn't know. You didn't know in March 2009 when you showed up that you were enthusiastic. Okay, guys, we're going to help you ascend. And very quickly, you weren't as patient as me. Within 5 years, you got fed up with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, after 5 years of telling you how to do it, and you get no movement at all except for a handful. Yeah.
Okay.
So is it worth it for Carolyn? Is it worth it for Carolyn and Bert? Yeah, listen, that's good enough.
That's good enough.
Right, but
there's
going to
be some folks to rule and reign.
There's going to be some ruling and reigning going on. But we're not going to spend all of eternity listening to Alyssa giggle.
Right. So what were we just saying? You're not as patient as me. That's why I'm the boss man. I'm more patient.
Okay. Okay.
Right? That doesn't help me any, probably. It doesn't help my ascension to be patient.
No. You ascending, dark soul ascension? Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, a dark soul. Oh, yeah. I'm not even in this game. I can't even ascend. Not allowed to ascend. Can't.
Yeah.
Impossible.
You're like one night in Bangkok. You just rule the game, Bob.
Right. I'm actually the tech body, the thing that's not human, that's not engaged in the ascension game, and is irrelevant to it. That's sort of like technology, right? That's what I am. I'm the original technology, girl.
You shut down tech. Academia.
Okay, so
we did get you a little bit of football. We did get you a little bit of football, though, Bob. That's going to be good. It's going to be aberrative. They got to live a little. They were dying. It was getting really ugly, 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 ugly. We're going to get them a little football.
They got favored. The NBA ain't going to make it, but a little football will survive.
Football's going to be okay if they don't. Unless they start this bowing and scraping and poking and popping. We want to see football, pigs, and fucking. That's all. If you don't have that, we're not going to talk all this double talk. And if they start that, then it'll be a quick end of the season, and the corona will wipe them out. Don't worry. It's a swine.
Right. If you say pigs, you're expressing me. That's me, because I apparently want pigs. So you said fucking pigs in
the
football.
And,
three F's.
And the and so the football is made from a pig skin, Rob.
Ah, it all comes from pigs. I said three F's. No, it's two F's. But pigs are part of the F process.
No, you're talking about feuding, fucking, and fighting. That's what you're talking about. That's a different thing. That's a Saturday night thing. That's different.
All right. Okay, this crazy video called Anyone Up by, I don't know the band, but they're showing a party in Berlin, and the band's screaming ridiculous noise. Why, and I wonder why the people...
Zappa, just like Zappa, like Zappa.
No, his noise is better. But what is appealing to people in that song?
Nothing. It's different. Something they can hook to. They can hitch their dream on a star, Bob. So if they like that, they get around other things that like that.
Well, is it the imagery? Because the band's called Eskimo Callboy, so that's interesting. That's describing me. Yeah, technology is an Eskimo Callboy.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, so they scream and yell. No, wonderful harmonies, like they claim the Beatles had, or other kinds of harmonies. And then there's all this excessive hedonism imagery. What are people, what are they attracted about? The frenetic, tactile hysteria of the video? Is that what they like?
In a little while, that won't even, it's like in the days of AC/DC. The AC/DC is nothing now, but in the days it was avant-garde, they're running out of avant. All they have left is guard.
Right. So what is it that young people, is it a way to get out of their dull homes to have this experience, virtual or not?
Yeah. They can get some Coroni, spread some Coroni around.
Right. So it's the basic stupidity of humans wanting to have no rules. And that appeals,
right.
However it's presented to people.
No, but see, no rules is a rule. So there is
rules.
They have no regard. Say that way.
Is that because they have to pay more? So this song may be popular right now because everybody's under all these new COVID rules and tensions and restraints. So you have to have a more liberating, chaotic, anarchistic image to balance it off, right? So that's just appealing.
Which is the same thing Zappa was actually trying to do in his day when he was looking for the perfect note.
Right. He was trying to free people. You said that. Liberate people. From whatever, he used to call them penguins in bondage. They were penguins in bondage. So he would, so that was a side thing. The tech body, still trying to see, something's different, it's more involving, so McLuhan's principle, the electronic media and digital media become more involving, which we call addicted, and it's even more subtle than that simple term implies. So we're getting swallowed up, it's harder to resist it, and there's something in humans that Ian says you need to activate this special part of yourself we call ascension, and that pays off because in the long run you're just torn apart. That's the problem. You're torn apart.
Torn asunder.
Okay, so Carolyn, the tech body's always been here. The tech body is Bob because Bob's a dark soul, and
the tech body was nicer when there was a guff.
Right. And now there's no guff, but there is still the juice from the guff, which is the unrealized creation.
The unrealized creations. And so that makes it even more. But so now they're back, and they still don't have their creations resolved. So that's why you get that zombie effect.
Right. So you said they're back. They are humans, or including dead people?
What the masks are for. That's what the masks are for, so you won't be able to tell them. Have you ever smelled the breath of a dead person? Have you ever smelled the breath of a dead person, Bob?
No. But so,
you've been to enough funerals. You've been to enough funerals. You don't ever give
them a kiss.
When you lay them in the ground, you don't give a little peck on the cheek to see, make sure they have a good way to go. And you bury them. They owed you money. You should have went to see if they had your money in their
pocket. Are you saying that the smell I would get from their breath is what the smell is of people who wear masks a lot? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, bad. It's very bad, so the mask covers up the smell.
Oh, okay. for actual dead people, but for those who are not dead, the mask makes them have a smell like dead people, the ones who aren't dead.
Yes. That's good. That's right. Sulfur.
Okay, Carol,
sulfur
do you want to see if you understand the tech body? Like, what do you make of what you – did you sleep through that? Yeah, I think she slept through that. She doesn't care. She got the answer, the rebate. Why does she care about what the syndrome is or even explaining it? But before I go on to other questions, Carol, do you want to say anything about – do you understand tech body a little deeper, Carol?
Not really.
Do you get the point that every technology did that to us? That's the usefulness, the warning of McLuhan's, the medium is the message. Everything did that all the way through, right?
Yeah.
It's what Charlemagne did, Bob. You keep giving McLuhan credit, you go with the Dark Ages. That's why they were dark.
Because of what Charlemagne did?
Yep.
Yeah, they like to say that he brought us out of the Dark Age. He was the beginning. But he didn't. Oh, okay. Was he working with Ophanel Dark Soul?
Yeah, he was. He didn't like you, but he was really after Carol, and she was hot.
Carol was always around. Carol was always accompanying Ophanel. Yeah, it's...
Now, come and go.
Do you run the tech body more than me?
Probably.
Are you, since people don't know what Ion is, Ion's not a god or an angel or anything,
no.
But includes those capacities, includes that, but you're more than that. So are you something that humans, is beyond humans' imagination? They used to think that God was something you can't say, utter, or imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But
God. They say G-odd. They wouldn't even let you say the words.
Yeah. Well, that thing that we couldn't imagine, weren't allowed to talk about and all that stuff, is what you are. And you're not, and there's stuff beyond you, or you are the ultimate beyond.
There's stuff beyond us. There's
right.
There's God's
but,
peculiar people who are not.
Right. And
from the land
but
of
for,
not.
For little people, you're a God enough for them. You know, you're, you can whoop any of them easily.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
all right. Now, do you like my point that Pong is the original tech body because that's what we're doing? When I go on and post stuff and people react, we're Ponging back and forth. That's always what it is. Just a little more sophisticated, involved more sensory imagery, correct? That's it.
Yes, so far.
Yeah. Okay. Is digital technology all about remembering? Or memory is
no.
An extension of perfect memory?
No, it's not. Because you don't remember.
That's right.
How can something be an extension of memory when you don't ever recall?
When you don't ever recall it.
Right.
What did you say? Yes, that's the numbing process. And Bert was very excited about the numbing idea.
Yeah, it may or may not, we'll see. It may or it may not, we'll see. Yes, that is the construct that you're having to address.
The numbing process, right? That's another way of saying the medium is the message. We are numbed, zombified by the technology. So,
There you go with that bullshit.
Okay, take your remakes, taste band. That balance. Any state. That's how I balance, you know. I used to say, way back there, Bob, you can state McLuhan stuff, but you have to go, however, Bob says,
that's right.
However, Faraday drops, taste that.
Perfect. That's good. Hey, Carolyn, if you really genuinely did that correctly, Carolyn might let you gossip.
All right.
You spend all day long talking about magnesium. She might give you an ass pass, Bob. Wouldn't that be nice?
All right, okay. Digital technology numbs a memory faction, or is it numbing?
Now be careful. It can. It doesn't have to.
Right.
Be careful. It can. It doesn't have to.
Well, that's the numbing of any statement, but especially McLuhan's statement, the meaning of the message. You numb people into thinking that's the rule. And you forget.
Okay.
Now, the drama of cognition is humans seem to know, and this would be their unconscious extended self, they know that they're interacting with the environment. Sometimes they run the environment, sometimes the environment runs them, and it's probably wise to know it's a give-and-take situation. Or is that
well,
wrong?
Well, you should know the difference. You should know, you should know the difference.
Okay, how many psychonuts, psychopaths, and whatever, or assigned killers, are planning to snuff Trump? How many is he up against? How many are being deployed against him?
Well, if you asked Alex Jones, he ain't got a prayer. But
right,
that's another conversation, though, isn't it?
Okay, we could go into that a bit. So I listened to Alex Jones last night. For some reason, I never listened to him. I don't like his grating voice, but he was naming things that we know from you, like Trump was poisoned.
Yeah.
A lot of what he said, there's a coup against him, and Matus, General Matus, and them were planning months ago. You would have gone into that if we had time.
We went through that, and why he got rid of him, and how they're all going to jail, and even got old stupid Roger Stone. We've talked a bunch about Stone. Now he's got Roger Stone in the hoosegow with him. So, yeah, he's just following the line. Got to put it out there, Bob. Got to put it out there. It's got to be in the National Enquirer. Got to be in the National Enquirer, Bob.
Is it like an unrealized creation? He's saying things that Ian says to me confidentially. He's putting it out there.
No. If it's not in the National Enquirer, somebody might believe it.
All right, so Alex is a National Enquirer?
Yeah, you know, the magazine, the Rag, National Enquirer, believe it. If it's in the National Enquirer, nobody believes it. So that's what this is. So if Alex Jones is crowing about it, nobody takes it serious. And he acts like that everybody's after him and all this kind of crap, and it's like, who the fuck is listening to him anyway? It's ridiculous.
He was saying he's going to get bombed, and he was telling people, don't take it, resist, do not accept the murder of me. All that's bullshit. No, he doesn't understand that he's irrelevant. He can't be believed anymore. Okay, so
it's perfect. It's perfect because his words are together. His words came straight from your show.
Does he listen to us?
Yes, his people do, Bob.
Right. Okay, so they know we're sort of reliable.
Well, so far everything you said has come true. And so far it lines up with him going to the hospital. It lines up with him. It lines up with them trying to kill him at Walter Reed. It lines up with everything else that he's run into. About how that now that they're after him from another tiered level, and how they're going to try to run him out, and how Nancy Pelosi's going to be in the White House, and she's going to be the president, and they're going to run him crazy, and blah, blah, blah. So it's just the same.
Well,
you know,
where it is
world.
Now.
Stop, Stan.
Yeah, where it is now. Yeah, you were talking about Trump there, not Alex Jones or JW. You were talking about Trump in that little
one minute thing.
So but the polls are going down. He really is doing a good job getting himself to be the underdog again, isn't he? Based on Drudge.
He's trying to, but then he comes up with these moments of lucidity and it really fucks things up. He says brilliant things. And then you got Biden who says 199 million people have died from the coronavirus. You're like, God damn, ain't that many million people in the fucking world, you stupid numbnut. And 70,000 people died in the military from COVID. When he's quoting Minnesota. He's quoting Minnesota, and he didn't even know that. And they come right back and say, he made a mess. He made a mess, boo-doo. He made a little doo-doo. He made a little doo-doo. Making these little mistakes.
Right. Now, is there a chance for Kamala Harris to become president?
Not unless you make a big... Not unless you really fuck things up, because she doesn't.
Right. Does she get like Hillary believing that the polls and believing she could, she knows Biden's going to be dropped off, she believing that she's going to become president? Because Trump says, she said the other day, Harris administration. Did she actually say that?
Yeah, Harris. She said Harris Biden instead of Biden Harris.
Oh,
but so did But wait a minute. Wait a minute. So did Hyden Biden. He said the same thing in a Harris Biden administration. He said the same damn thing. So he's fucked up as she is. They're both ready for the old folks home, Bob.